This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We are back. The show's had a big week.
We've had it, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of new listeners.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you guys. We've been noticing, and we appreciate it.
Before we get into the specifics of this episode, can I ask a question?
Of course.
Because you did allude to this on some of the calls. You were going in for Reiki, and you ended up getting Reiki.
I did.
And I just, it's a true story. To me, picturing you getting Reiki...
It was even weird
for
her.
What's it like? I feel bad for whoever did it to you.
This is not a joke, and I'm not going to go deep on this because I'm still not getting what happened.
Okay. When did it happen?
Last Thursday, I believe.
Okay, all right.
Maybe Friday, I can't remember. I went in there. Uh-huh. She said, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm here for Reiki, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
She said, why? I said, I guess there's like energy trapped that my therapist, who I like, recommended. I don't fully understand it. She got a little aggressive with me, Garf.
She did. In this moment or
when? In this moment.
Okay.
In a dark room in her office.
And she said,
that's not why you're here. Why are you here? Whoa. And I said, I think I'm here for Reiki. She said, that's not why you're here. And she said, I'm a medium. There's a very dark energy around.
Oh, no.
You're not here alone. And I went, yeah, boy. Then, Garrett, my wife went through Reiki and... The reason I did it was she did it, and it just shows how different our lives are.
Yeah.
Hers was a wonderful experience that left her a little bit of a stomachache, but she really felt like it was like great and clean and a wonderful experience. That's what I was looking for. Cut two. I'm not going to get into all the weird details. It was an hour and a half session.
Wow.
At one point, this woman has, I would say, 15 crystals on my body.
Sure.
She's banging some weird gong near my ear. Uh-huh. There's so much incense in the air. I'm thinking of calling the fire department. My body is moving, Gareth, uncontrollably.
What does that mean? What? Gyrating kind of on the table?
And mentally, I'm just saying, go with it. Just whatever's happening, go with it. She's speaking in Spanish.
Why are you gyrating?
That's what happens to my body. Every once in a while, I have like my lower body.
So
will,
there is some effect of what you...
Yes.
Okay,
something's
amazing.
Something's
wow.
happening.
I did not expect this. Okay.
She's going... Clear the sand. I'm now going, something that, it wasn't Reiki, it was a goddamn seance.
Wow.
It finishes with, all I can describe as a spiritual climax in my pants.
Okay.
Not in my pants.
No, okay.
Afterwards, I awkwardly go like, well, thank you very much.
Do you validate?
And she goes, just so you know, that was not Reiki. I don't do that anymore. It's too draining. That is not what I do. And I went like, wonderful. I'm really glad I came. I was uncomfortable. I reached for my wallet. She said, you've already paid. I go, okay. And then we made weird eye contact and she didn't ask me to come back.
You mean, there's a lot there.
I know.
And we got to get to the show. But you mean she didn't want your money?
No, I had paid before.
Okay, I thought you meant no. She was like, it took a soul tax.
But
something.
She did it. You know those things that are always like, so now you got to sign up for this. You got to sign up
right.
for this.
She was like,
now I'm
going to
sell you. There was a whole room of crystals.
Leave.
I thought she was going to try to sell me like $600 worth of crystals. I would like you to go.
Well, we have a great show with the new lighter Jake, who hopefully got rid of his spirit.
Something happened. I don't know what I believe, but I know something weird happened in that room.
Wow. I thought you were going to say you just were like, hey, here's your money.
No, I'm a lean-in guy.
Yeah, but even that
but
is
comedically,
like,
I'm always
gyrating.
A no, but when I'm in a room, when I'm in the situation, I always go, you're here and I'm here. Let's see what happens.
Well,
and it weirded out both of us.
Oh,
we both left afterwards being like, well, that happened.
You drove by. It's a laser tag now. You're like, she moved?
As I was leaving, she was putting a for sale sign up. We've got Daryl Johnson, who
guest
is
helper one.
Yes, he's, I don't know if we should stick with this, but now that I've done Reiki, I guess I'm more sensitive. Sure, guest helper
one. Guest helper, go ahead.
So Daryl is a guy who I had seen in a commercial years ago. And when I started writing Self-Reliance, I wrote with him in mind.
Uh-huh.
And then he was in Drunk History. I find him to be so funny and such a great actor.
So funny.
Oh, he's just a
great
killer.
On this.
Great on this.
And then guest helper two, which
yes, guest
we like calling
two.
Them guest helpers. Obviously,
yes.
That's sticking. We have John Feidelberg.
He's back.
He's back for call two.
Yeah, we had recorded with him before, and he had really great calls. We're spreading them out. He is hard funny.
Yep.
His podcast, KFC Barstool Sports, is great. He's got a very funny sketch show on YouTube called Out of Order.
Yep. And great calls, great guests. And as always, thank you for, liking, subscribing, all that stuff. We have a Patreon where we now take extra calls.
Yep.
So yeah, we appreciate everything. And without
further ado.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I just saw that Gareth is wearing, weed socks.
Oh, busted. What are you, a cop? Back off, Johnson. This isn't Let's Be Cops. Oh, hell. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Nah, I've been better, to be quite honest. I got two guys looking at me like I'm not crushing, and I am. So
you're a player, and you crush a lot.
Yeah,
thank you.
Can we get your name, please?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie. And where are you from, Jackie?
I am from Missouri.
Missouri.
Ooh, nice.
Don't you know?
And don't you know? And how old are you?
I am 28.
And Jackie, have you ever listened to the show?
I have, yes.
Oh, thanks. Good. Do you That's like helpful. It?
Jake, what's happening?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, Jake, thanks. Okay? That really means a lot. We got a special one today. You're not just on with JG.
Nice.
Which is a new thing, Jackie, that we're really trying to land.
Yeah.
You're on
it's
with
really good.
Daryl Johnson, who played my brother-in-law in the movie Self-Reliance. And it's
Hulu.
Involved in the bathroom scene, which I think is one of the funniest moments.
And
you were making me laugh
it's
that
a great
day
scene.
So hard.
My goal was to make you break.
You did?
Yes,
you
I did. I made the whole entire crew laugh.
Yes.
How long were you sitting there?
3 days.
Yeah.
Were they checking up on you and feeding you?
Mm-mm.
No, just literally.
Well, we finished after half a day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
just
sort
leave.
Of a.
Oh, I just didn't leave.
Oh, you wanted to stay.
It was comfortable.
No, that's
the
good if they've got those cushiony seats.
Yeah,
yeah. I get it.
So, Jackie, what can we do for you? The floor is yours.
All right. So, I am a bit of a predicament. I am stuck in like an awkward love triangle with two hairdressers that know each other. And I need to break up with one of them, but I'm not really sure who to pick or how to do it.
Okay. Keep walking us through this. This is a pretty interesting setup.
I like what's going on here.
Yeah.
Me too.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Any backstory? Go ahead. Yeah. So take over. The floor is yours.
Okay.
Walk us through it.
We will interrupt.
I'll do a quick. That's perfect.
But you please,
it would be weird if you didn't.
Please use fake names. I don't want the real people feel bad.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I've definitely, I was a little bit nervous. So I definitely changed everybody's name, including my own, just to be safe.
So. How'd you come up with Jackie?
Yeah, what made you go to Jackie? Are you an Onassis fan?
So actually, Jackie is one of my really good friends who also listens to the podcast. So this is a little hey to her.
Shout out Jackie. What up, Jackie? Yeah.
What up, girl?
Two Jackie's in the crib.
But I will say that detail now maybe... remove some of the anonymity you were hoping for because
but that's okay.
Yeah,
everybody got a friend named Jackie.
Well,
two friends named Jackie.
Okay. Well, is it?
Do you have a lot of Jackies in your life?
I have two friends, and their both names are Jackie Castillo. Both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You have two Jackies.
Shout out to the weirdest story I've ever heard in my life.
And dare I say, on behalf of the show, it's time to pick.
I know.
But we'll keep talking to you, Jackie, with the hairdresser predicament. So, walk us through this. Give us everything.
And take your time.
Okay, so the backstory is my husband and I have been seeing this hairdresser for years. We'll say his name is Todd.
Okay, so you guys are a married couple, and sometimes you bring in a third. Okay.
Wait, hold on, is that
to
right?
To do our hair,
to do the hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to do the hair.
Yeah. This isn't a swinger poll, is it?
Oh, is it?
No.
Yes.
No. Damn it.
No,
but just,
not,
but Jack, so I just got to be clear because we get a lot of swinger calls.
We do.
You're literally just talking about these people do your hair.
Yes, they literally just changes color the whole and cut my hair.
Good.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay.
And does Jackie, does the, and Todd, does Todd also do your husband's hair?
He does, yes.
Okay. So just you met Todd. Yes. So now we're clear. So Todd does you and your husband's hair and the relationship was working.
Yes, perfect. Everything was going great. We've been seeing Todd for years. He's really good at what he does, but he's a little bit of a hot mess. So he actually used to date my cousin. So there's like a weird layer right there.
Kevin, can we get a cork board?
Yeah, you might need one at this point.
Okay.
And so he used to date my cousin, but everything was fine. So we kept seeing him. And then all of a sudden, he randomly decided to close his salon, move to a different state, go on like a eat, pray, love kind of self-discovery journey. And so we were like, okay, that's fine. So since he was leaving, he recommended us to one of his friends, which
and
is
guess
how
what,
we
Jackie?
Met.
You
hair
gotta get your fucking haircut.
Yeah,
that's right.
So far,
this shit's on Todd.
Everything's Todd's fault as far as we're concerned.
Todd recommended you to who? Or who?
We'll say her name is Kelly. We'll go with Kelly.
Okay. Kelly.
And I'm putting an I because she's a hairdresser, not a Y.
I'm doing a Y.
Yeah,
well, I like the I.
Right?
I think that's unique.
Yes.
And there's a heart over the I. Go ahead.
I'm spelling Kelly with a C. So what does everyone think about that?
I think you should take your socks off, you drug addict.
Okay, yeah, Jesus.
I think you got to sober up.
You know what? Jackie, I like a little bit of weed. Is that a problem?
No, you don't. You spoke about weed in the last 2 years, and that was on Bert Kreischer's podcast, and later you said it got on top of you. Go ahead.
I'm playing the part of Garrett. Back off, Jackoff. Jackie,
back
keep
off,
going.
That's Caitlin, great. Write
we
that
got
down.
A fucking shirt.
Jack off.
All right, I'm sorry, Jackie.
All right, go ahead, Jackie.
So Todd recommends you to Kelly with a C.
Nice.
Yeah, Kelly with a C. So things, you know, we switched over to Kelly. Kelly, I'm going to be honest, is not as amazing at doing hair as Todd, but it works. It gets the job done.
Okay.
And so we were seeing Kelly. Things were going fine. And then we got word that Todd secretly moved back home because
Why
his
secretly?
Whole self-discovery journey didn't really work out. Totally fine.
God.
But he was wanting to get his old clients back that he recommended to his friend. And so my husband immediately jumped ship and was like, I don't want to see Kelly anymore. I want to go see Todd. So he left and he went back to Todd and he was super excited about it. But then he was telling me that every time he went to go see Todd, Todd was basically like, when is Jackie coming back? Mm. I brought stuff for Jackie.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, another weird layer is that because he sold his salon, he started cutting hair out of some random guy's house that he's staying with. And the guy who he's staying with, like, will awkwardly sit in the kitchen and watch you, like, get your hair cut. So it's
this for me is a big detail.
Yeah, but by the way, Jack, can I just interrupt and say, I love you and this call.
Oh, it's great.
This feels like I'm sitting at Thanksgiving dinner. And somebody keeps putting different things on the table.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and macaroni and cheese.
Yes. Yes.
Where I'm like, oh, this is such a rich call. So thank you for that. And please keep going. So there's a random guy in the kitchen at Todd's house. You're in some random guy's house.
Yeah, he hangs out.
Big problems. Yeah.
Yeah. It's real awkward, really uncomfortable. But not enough to deter my husband from going back. So the whole time I'm like, okay. Maybe now I feel some kind of like weird loyalty to Kelly, especially with all of that going on. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stay with Kelly and see how it goes. Well, I must have jinxed myself because things were going fine. And then I decided to kind of like switch it up, but not really a whole lot in terms of like my haircut. And she like royally fucked it up, like really bad.
And explain the
right
switch
before
up. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Did you get a Rachel?
Yeah. Did you change colors and length?
I just changed colors, but not
did you get
even
bangs?
That.
Oh, big!
I didn't
move.
Get bangs. I'm
what'd
not
you do,
brave
Jackie?
Enough for
what'd
bangs.
You do, Jackie?
So I'm a brunette, and I wanted to add a few highlights, just like a few here and there. Well, she highlighted my whole head, and
well,
then
that's
I was
actually.
Can we take one,
tell you,
one quick moment?
That's not
Caitlin,
highlighting.
Will you walk in front of camera for a second? Do you
it's
mind?
Not highlights.
Let's see
if
that.
You do the whole change.
These are not highlights, or these are highlights.
Yeah, those are highlights.
So These, so mm-hmm. she just got some highlights. Well done. Thank you. Now get off!
Oh my God. So highlights for the morons would be just some streaks of blonde.
So by the way, good call. You're brunette. Yeah. You want a little bit of flair. Yeah. Caitlin pulled it off.
Yeah, Caitlin.
And so what happened when Kelly did it? She fucked it up?
So she fucked it up and she just like highlighted like the whole, my whole entire head. So when I
fully dyeing your hair.
My hair was, I was blonde. I wasn't a brunette anymore.
Okay.
So I was like, that was not the plan. And I didn't know what to do because my husband and I were actually supposed to take like our Christmas pictures 2 days after I got my haircut. So I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? Because my hair is not my hair anymore. So out of pure desperation, I crawled back to Todd and I had to have Todd just fix my hair because I just felt like I didn't have a choice. So
this is dirty
with the weird kitchen guy.
Damn, Joe.
Yeah, with the weird kitchen guy.
Was he in the kitchen?
I also didn't realize that you're fucking Joe Pesci from these
movies.
Yeah,
you are savage.
You're a killer.
Yeah.
You said, will you fix the mess that Kelly made? And that's what Todd wanted to hear. Because so he could say in the kitchen,
yeah,
this was a terrible
Todd smoking and he just goes, I knew you'd come back.
Yeah, and you came back hat in hand saying, I fucked up. You're the
sure
master.
Did.
You came back with 8 heads in a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
I did.
So what happened was Todd just fucking living it.
So Todd is going to fix you. Now, is the weird guy in the kitchen when Todd's doing this?
Where else would he
be? Thankfully, at my appointment, he had gone out to dinner. So I
time
did
you getting
not
your hair
see
cut?
Him.
You're doing an 8:30
hair cut. You have to get your haircut when you can get your haircut.
That's a good question. Jackie, why are you
it's
getting
true.
Night cuts?
Night cuts
because
would be a great
that's
business.
That's what I had available.
So you just said, well, what's nice about him is you're just texting for a night cut.
Yeah.
Not a lot of us have that.
No.
I don't have anybody I can do. Text it. You do?
My barber used to come to my house at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
Really?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What would the text
well,
be?
Well, it's because he's always late. So it would
but
be
it
a 6 o'clock
like
appointment.
A 12:30 p.m.
Like 8 or 9 o'clock.
So to me, that would be so wildly crazy if somebody else like, I was like, hey, can I get a cut at 4:30? And they're like, how's 9 p.m.? I'd be like, why don't you fuck off?
Yeah.
Well, because
haircut,
he's also
cut at night.
Yeah.
He's coming at my house. He's coming to me. So I don't have to do
it. I do like that part.
I'm going to be at home.
But
I'm
then
great.
All the hair goes on the floor and he just.
Oh,
a
I hate
up.
That
but
element.
I clean it.
You clean
oh,
it?
I hate that
yeah,
element.
Because I don't want anybody else to clean it but me.
I'm
going to
sue your barber.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Somebody comes to your house, cuts your hair, and leaves, and you're left with the mess.
I mean, I just got a vacuum. He cleans everything
else. I think hair's like glitter. It doesn't go away.
Yeah,
but
also part of the going there. It's like going to a restaurant and then having to clean all the dishes.
Yeah.
It's
but
very, very
my
good.
Barber was a mobile barber, so he didn't have a shop. So he came to me.
All right, Jackie.
Yeah,
so continue. you went to him, you got a night cut and or night dye, and how'd he do?
He did great. He fixed it. It was like magic.
All right, so Jackie, where are we? Is that all caught up or is there more backstory?
Yeah, so that's really the whole backstory. But now it's like time for me to make an appointment. Mm-hmm. And Todd thinks I'm coming back to him. But Kelly, there's a small layer with Kelly. I was actually supposed to go see her last week. She got sick and canceled the appointment by like the grace of God because I still hadn't made a decision yet. Mm-hmm. And so she's also waiting for me to reschedule, and I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, Jackie, you've got a decision to make.
And so question for you. How big is this town that you live in? Are you guys going to bump into each other?
Maybe, but probably not likely.
Is there a price difference?
Yeah.
Is there any price difference? Is one cheaper than the other?
I will say Kelly is a little bit cheaper than Todd.
And she has a place.
But also, you get what you pay
for.
But
she also fucked it up.
Yeah.
But only the dye job, right?
Yeah, but she ended up paying more because she ended up having to get Todd as well. Yeah.
Okay, so, Daryl, where are you at?
It's a very simple solve to your dilemma,
which is?
It's not funny, but it's go with Todd.
Yeah.
Everybody has a chance
and
to fuck
Todd
up.
We
and
trust.
When you fuck up, that's it.
Yeah.
When it comes to your hair.
It's true.
Your hair, especially like with women who have very long hair and they're very attached to it, there is hair trauma that happens. So you got to get it right. And a bad hair dye, that's your ass.
And so how does she deal with Kelly?
Kelly, I'm not coming back to you no more. You fucked up. And then you hang up the phone because you don't owe Kelly nothing. You paid every one of your bills.
I actually think you owe Kelly less, honestly.
Yeah.
Garf, where are you at?
Yeah.
Here's the element I don't like is the guy in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That to me is a real bad element.
Big red flag for me too.
It's a big problem. If I'm going somewhere and I feel like I'm being, it's like a voyeur thing, that's a problem for me.
So I would say,
No, go ahead.
You're the guest.
But can Todd come to you?
That's my pitch. You got two people who want their haircut.
Yeah.
Right? You guys get your haircut together from now on.
Yeah.
You figure that out. And you say to Todd, we want you to come to our place, and you have him do it in the garage or something like that, so you're not living with
Missouri
hair memories.
Gets cold. Jackie, what do you think about, do you want haircuts at your house?
I will say Todd has come to our house before, like and? Randomly and done our hair, so it has been done before.
And what do you think
so
of that?
I'm
do
open
you like
to that,
that
idea.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah
so that
I mean,
is an option.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. What else you got, Garf? Anything?
That's it. I would just have Todd do the house call because there's two of you, and I don't think you owe Kelly shit.
Really fast, Caitlin, can you go on mic? Do you mind? As a woman who's gone through this, highlights.
Well, I had one other
thing. Okay, what would you do?
I would go with Todd because the kitchen thing is kind of weird, but you usually when you find someone you like, you just kind of stick with them. I've only gone to like one person, so
in your whole life.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I didn't start dyeing my hair until like maybe 2 years ago. So.
Right. So you would stick with Todd. Kevin, where are you at?
I'm Todd.
Wow, four Todds.
But
Todd.
Bring his little friend into the convo. Yeah. I'm curious about his story.
No, Kevin, get off mic. Kevin, get off mic right now.
Kevin, put the mic down.
Kevin, you know things are bad when I'm telling you to stop talking.
Yeah. I like the bring his little friend in his convo.
No.
Bring him.
Garf, you said you had another one?
Well, what you could also do, my initial idea was let's have a competition. Let's have a hair off.
A hair off.
But that probably can't happen.
And they also kind of had it.
Kelly, you kind of did have it, unfortunately. So, but what you could also do is you could leverage the lower Kelly price to try to lower the Todd price.
You could but explain. This is the same thing. You can't negotiate with barbers. You can't negotiate with nannies.
You can't.
So there are certain jobs you can't nickel and dime because they'll go, okay, yeah, you're right. You got me 20% off. And you go, congratulations. I'm now cutting hair at a rate I don't like.
Yeah.
So now you're getting a 20% off haircut.
Yeah. Mm.
And you can't do it with nannies where you go like, hey, I want you to watch my newborn, but I'll pay you 50%. And they'll go, then I'll let the baby cry.
That's
and you
right.
go like, well, I'll be at work.
So I won't hear it
I
anyway.
Don't know. And the baby can't communicate. There's
perfect.
Certain roles in life
to me,
you
that works.
Pay.
I have another pitch.
Please.
How about you have Todd do it for you? Have Todd call Kelly and say, you know what?
Ooh.
I got my client back. She not coming to you no more. You fucked her up and I had to fix it.
Daryl, I like that a lot.
If you do that, could you do it on like the Maury show?
Yes.
I like that a lot.
Let's call Sally, Jesse, Raphael, get her to get her show back.
The results are in.
The results are in.
You are not the father.
You are not the barber.
So
I like that a lot
yeah.
because if you feel like you're leaving Kelly hanging, that's how Todd gets you back.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no on that, Jackie, because the idea of Todd calling Kelly could get really ugly. Now I got to ask you, Jackie, because you're the star of the call.
Yeah.
What do you want to do in your heart of hearts? We're talking about your hair. This means a lot to you. We know it. What is your gut telling you to do? Mama, lead us out. What do you think?
I think my gut is to go with Todd. And
yes.
The only thing I think that made me nervous about was the kitchen. And he seems to be like a flight risk sometimes. But
and he might
if he
be,
leaves,
and he might be, but just, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But then Jackie, if he disappears again, you know what you do?
What?
You call Kelly and apologize. And you want to know what she's going to say? I'll take the money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you say, I was honestly, if he's gone, I was guilted out. I felt bad.
Yeah.
He kept saying to my husband,
I think that's
and I
fine.
Started
totally.
With him, and I had to go back, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And not enough people talk about the eat, pray, love that's cut short that ends up just being the eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is which is the sadder one.
Yeah. Pray, love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like to go and eat, pray, love, and only eat, and I'd be like, okay, I'm good.
I'm going to go to Detroit and do my eat.
Mine is eat, comma, watch TV, comma, head back home.
I do an eat, why God? Yeah. Those are good, too.
I do an eat, comma, watch TV, comma, miss everybody, comma, get really bored, comma, get lost on the highway, comma, just head home. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Comma,
or
eat, comma, again. Eat, comma,
eat, sleep.
Sleep.
Poop. How about an
comma,
eat?
Comma, get weird on the internet.
An eat.
Comma, regret it, comma, eat, comma, pray, but like to my weird version, realize it's not praying, it's talking to myself.
Yes.
Comma, get weird on the internet. Comma, get weird on the internet. Dot, dot, dot. Comma, eat.
comma, wife mad. Yeah. Comma, oh shit, I forgot to get my kids.
Oh
comma,
shit, this kid come up stuck with, at school.
Comma, come up with three bad ideas. Try to convince people it works. Yeah. Comma, lose faith in ideas.
Comma, send an email I shouldn't have. Comma, drink. Yes. Comma, oh no, shouldn't have drank.
Stop in Sedona, see a vortex or two.
Comma, drinking a lot. Comma, been drinking a lot.
Comma, get back into a weed phase. Comma, say, I got it handled this time. Comma, say, well, I only have a hit in the morning and then coffee.
Comma, I'm shouting, I've got this handled.
Comma, start drinking, let the alcohol get on top of me. Comma, say things like, I deserve this.
Comma, rehab.
Comma, now I'm shouting, comma, I deserve
eat.
This.
Comma, eat.
Comma, get into working out, get hurt so fast.
Comma, eat.
Yeah. Comma, realize I'm balding.
Comma, should have stretched.
Comma, maybe look online for weird like sprays that you just like spray paint the
comma,
top of
bought
your
a spray.
Head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comma, spray didn't work. Demanding my money back. Shouting comma, I'm worth it to some work. Operator.
Comma, see yourself naked in the mirror and realize you look like a big toddler.
No.
Comma.
Comma, break glass. Comma, eat.
So I think our kind of thing to you, comma, is go to Todd. If he disappears, then crawl back to Kelly. Jackie, are you going to do it?
Yeah, I think that's the route I'm going to go.
And get the house call. While you're at it, get the house call. You have a little bit of leverage.
Yes. Use
and
this
apologize
moment.
To Kelly. Just be like, Kelly, I'm sorry. I got to go back to Todd.
I would. You're saying.
I love you, Kelly. I think you're great.
I avoid the Kelly.
No, I think you have to because, like you said, if he is a flight risk, you might have to go back to Kelly. And one thing I know about hairdressers, if they got fucking ego.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree.
Person, if another person, you going back, okay, I'll remember that. And then when he flakes again, she can be like, nah, bitch, go to Todd.
Are you going to bring it up to Kelly or are you just going to disappear and risk what happens if Eat, Pray, Love happens again?
Right.
I feel like I agree that honesty is the best policy and she is waiting for me to reschedule. So I feel like if I just keep it light and just say like, hey, this is the situation. It is just Todd is coming to our house now. It's just easier for me to get my head out of my
house. What if she goes, Jackie, I'll come to the house.
Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like she will.
But you're putting yourself in a vulnerable spot.
That's true.
Plan for that.
Plan for
have an idea of what to say when she says, well, I'll come to your house.
Or have three people helping you.
Yeah.
Or we do the hair off. We do the hair off. You get them both over there and you get half your hair cut by each. And there's a time
and
we
happens.
See who does it best.
Would you ever consider doing a hair off? Because I love a hair off.
I mean, a hair off.
Would I feel
be great.
Like
half and half.
It's definitely like a Victor Victoria situation.
Yeah, and we all kind of judge the hair off, and then you go like, case in point, the right side is way prettier.
We could fly in. We'll do commentary.
Yeah,
I
think I like this idea.
Jackie, good luck to you.
Like we always say, we're here to help.
Perfect.
Boom!
Thank
and the call, Kevin Peek.
This episode is brought to you by a company that we both use a lot.
Yes.
And that is DoorDash.
Yes. DoorDash. Very helpful.
It's a lifesaver.
It is.
It's a lifesaver at home.
Yeah, with kids, I'm sure. I'm my own kid.
I'm a big
But hotel DoorDash. Life. A DoorDash comes in very handy.
Hotel life DoorDash has changed because you don't have to order from downstairs.
No.
And you don't have to leave the room.
No.
When I realized you could do it in a hotel and get it in the lobby.
Yes. Yeah. Way better.
Significant change.
Yes.
So DoorDash is something we are very excited about. And we have a Mother's Day special with DoorDash. So get all your Mother's Day's gifts in one place. Get 50% off on your next order, up to $15 when you spend $15 or more on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code GILSENTME. So if you're going to do it, which you're going to do it, you got to get your mom something, use DoorDash and use this code GILSENTME. All money goes to Gilly Bean, and
that's
he
right,
needs.
Jake.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, that's right. Sorry about that, everyone. I'm going to be Gil Buchanan, ones and twos, 68 and Balby. I will be sending Rita, my lovely mother, 94 years old, a bunch of flowers from DoorDash. This
and what's the code you're going to use?
Well, you're going to use Gil sent me because God bless you. I did. Gil sent me.
So remember, 50% off if you use the code Gil sent me to buy your mother flowers, some sort of convenience or grocery or retail. Now you can also use DoorDash. For any meal. That is DoorDash.com/GilSentMe. Terms apply. This episode is brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Oh, Jake, you know me. Road dog, driving a van across the country, staying in random spots in weird cities. It's a beautiful life that I've carved out for myself, one that I know you're very jealous of.
I will say the thing about Booking.com that really works is that you can go from a little resort to a five-star hotel. You can kind of book anywhere. It's something that I've used to book family trips, and I find it easy.
Yes, they really do cover the spectrum. Like, I'm serious when I say that I book, like, most of the time when my travel is not booked, I just go to Booking.com. Very easy to see what you're getting into. The place that you're looking at always matches the place that you get. And yeah. Like you said, if you would rather have a kitchen versus a hotel, Booking.com is a great place to see.
So book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Book it.
Boom. And we're having the best time. Back on. We're here to help HeadGum. John and I are cutting it up. Jake Johnson.
Terrible start.
All right. Relax, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm hot. Caller, can we get... first of all, great news. You're on We're Here to Help, America's number one podcast. You got Jakey J, you got Gareth Reynolds, and you have our guest today, a man who had dinner by himself last night just to do the show, John Feidelberg. John, thank you for being
thank
here.
Thank you guys very much for having me.
Big fan,
John. And John,
honored.
You said you're a fan of the podcast. Does that mean you listened to four episodes to prepare for it, or you've actually listened to a bunch
I
of them?
I started listening it to prepare for it.
That's what
but
happens.
That was...
Yeah. That's how most of our listeners...
A couple
listeners,
weeks ago, a month or so, this
I
has
like
been.
It.
Most of our listeners are people we say we're going to book, and then we just get them to listen, and then we cancel.
John does KFC Radio with Kevin.
Yep.
They've been doing it for a decade.
At least, crazy. Yeah, a long time.
And I love it. I've been on it a bunch. I think it's as good of a show as it gets. And
it's
I think
great.
As hosts, you guys are killers.
Thank yeah, you very
so
much.
So thank you
I
for
really
joining us.
That.
It means a lot.
The having me means a lot. Thank you.
All right. Oh, all right, caller. Now to you. Sorry about that.
I love you interrupting and going like, fuck off.
Hey.
You were right.
Do you guys remember the premise of your show?
Yeah. Do you guys want to comb each other's hair anymore and tell each other how great your nails look? I got a problem here, you clowns. You're the best. What's your name, please?
I'm going to be using fake names, and
sure.
I guess you will see why.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Ashley.
Ashley?
John brought his own notebook. We love it. Okay. Ashley, age, where are you calling from?
I'm 24, and I'm calling from Michigan.
What can we help you with today?
There's no, like, real... the best way to say this, so I'm okay. just going to come out with it, and then I guess we'll go from there.
Great.
So I walked in on my grandpa watching porn and,
awesome.
You know, having a fun time with himself.
This is great. This is, I don't, and Ashley, yeah. I don't want to set the bar too high, but this might be my favorite call opening I've heard. This is,
yep.
I don't hate it.
I love what I'm hearing.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Keep walking us through. So were you living with grandpa? You staying with grandpa? Because I'll tell you what will never happen to me. I would never walk into my grandmother masturbating because we don't have space like that together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? There's space. Like, it's, we don't live in the same home.
Set the scene. How did this happen? You've got us with the log line.
Yep. So.
Yep. Agreed.
My mom and I, we were taking my grandma out to a store to go buy her a new rug. This rug needed to match her couch perfectly. So we were out at the store and grandma was like, I need someone to go back to the house and get,
this is a nightmare.
I don't know, like, I think a lot of elderly people have this like couch cover on like the arms of the couch.
Understood. Yeah.
That's like the same pattern of
and
the
so
couch.
So Ashley, you were sent home as a kind of like a little errand chore to get more detail.
Yep.
So
a match.
Yep.
Let's give Grandpa a name. Should we call him Grandpa Joe, Grandpa Steve? What do you want to call him? Grandpa Gareth?
No, I don't think we want to stay away from that one.
What are we calling Grandpa? Do we have a name for him in your family? Like Papa, Nana, Gaga, something like
Pops,
that?
Pops, Yank Yank.
Usually we just call him Papa.
Papa. Okay,
as
so
a Papa Boner.
So Papa truly believed he had about an hour to himself.
Yeah, he's going to take advantage of it. Yeah. Y'all are rug shopping.
And my feeling is at that age, he's never away from grandma. Yes. Papa and mama are always near each other. Oh, and mama's always talking about that goddamn rug.
It's the perfect like combination of like Nana being like, I just need a rug that matches his couch. And he's like, I just need 20 minutes.
Yes.
I just need you to go get that. And we're both going
to
be so happy.
I can get it done. I just need 15 minutes.
Well, exactly and right. don't we all relate back to that time when you were a teenager and you were going to have your home to yourself for a minute? Like, the pushing to go on the errand, you'd be like, hey, go get the rug.
Like
go
say,
rug.
Shut, like
shut up, Jake.
Teenager.
I don't like or, yeah, now.
Dude, I would set alarms in high school to get up early to start downloading porn on Kazaa.
No
so when
way.
I got home, it was ready.
Incredible.
So we relate as men to the idea that an errand is like, you're just like, as he's waving goodbye, you're yeah. like, sweet grandpa. But in his head, he's like,
say,
I know
Ashley,
what scene I got.
I got a feeling you relate too. We can live in this world of men are from Mars, women are from Venus, but from doing this show, we have learned very clearly women are also from Mars.
Oh, yeah. Too. Yes.
So, Ashley, keep going. You're out rug shopping.
You're going to go home.
You're going to figure out a color scheme and then walk. What happens?
Yep. So I got to the house. So the house is kind of, it's three levels, but it's still a smaller house. So you can still hear everything and pretty much see a lot, sadly.
Okay.
And
not for us.
He was on the third level. That's where the computer room is. There's like a desktop, you know, all that in there.
Oh God.
And I walked in on the first level and you know, he's old. He's in his 80s. So he's
first of all, God bless. God bless.
I was just going to say, what a testament.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Just yanking that taffy.
Yeah. It's still working. Yeah.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, I think it is.
Well, even
we'll
if
find out.
Yeah. Even if just yanking around that Tootsie Roll for fun, he doesn't care. It's about the images, Gareth. It's not about finishing the race. It's about racing.
As soon as I walked in on the first floor, though, since he can't hear, he had the porn on full blast.
Oh, no.
And what are you hearing? You're hearing
good
what,
question.
Just regular, like, or is there something weird going on?
No, definitely several women.
Several?
Young women.
Really?
No, you got to spice it up.
There was multiple. I could definitely tell.
Yeah. Well, it's harder to launch a rocket, so you got to have more scientists. That makes sense.
I was curious what kind of porn a grandfather watches.
Agreed.
Reverse gangbang is the answer.
Yeah.
So several women together, you're hearing all the voices.
Yep.
You're walking around this house. We can assume.
Well, no, just for people, you know, someone's probably driving right now with their window down and just to ruin their day.
I think mission accomplished. So to all like the moms right now with like, who've written in like, I put the kids to bed or I drop them off at school and I do chores. They're all like, oh, for fuck's sake,
Jesus.
Get this AirPod out of my ear.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and dads, God bless. So you're hearing multiple sounds of women on level one and two. Then what happens?
Mm-hmm. So I tried slamming the door like three or four times very loudly so he would like know, okay,
what
someone's
about
in the house, I need to stop
hey
this.
Ashley, your job was to look at a color scheme and leave, correct?
Yeah. What?
I don't know why you're beating pots and pans. Just get out of the house, no?
Yeah,
it's called trauma, probably. Trauma at all.
So, but to Jake's point, you just don't want him to masturbate. You're like, shut it. You want to shut the project down.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. That's a bold choice. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but that's true. But actually, that's true. When you heard it, you thought, he's got to know I'm
like,
here. He's got to stop. You did not think, I got to get out of this burning building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Not all heroes wear capes.
I still had to retrieve this thing.
Oh, I get it. You're on the first floor making noise because you need to get closer to the action.
Yep. Yep.
You need to get into that room.
Now I'm with you. Gotcha. I would do the same thing.
Okay. Yes. Right. Okay.
Yep. So that didn't work. So then I was like, okay, I just need to like make a run for it. So I ran up the stairs onto the second floor. I grabbed the thing I needed, but then on the way back, he saw me and I saw him.
What did you see?
Yeah.
I saw him scrambling to get off the computer and
he's trying to get off at the computer. But go ahead.
And then he whipped his shorts back on, which he had. It was really weird because he had like a normal button-up top on.
Of course. So he's Porky Pig in
it. And just like
work at Top Party Down Below.
Yeah.
A mismatch outfit.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say on behalf of the show, we're sorry to you, Ashley, and we're sorry to Pop Up.
Yeah.
This is a bad situation for both of you. John, what do you got? You're saying?
I think I'm more sorry for Ashley in this. Like, Pop Pop has the easy out that he's not going to be around for much longer, so he doesn't have to think about this. Ashley's got to think about this for
That's an interesting take.
And Pop Pop's gone.
If that was one of his thoughts, that'd be where he's like, God damn it, I got caught by my granddaughter. Well, I'll be dead within 15. This wine ain't going to marinate too long.
Spoonful of sugar, you know?
Yeah. Okay. But it's not a steel trap anymore. So he might forget about this in 2 weeks. Ashley, this will be with you forever.
So Ashley, you see him, he's scrambling. Then what happens? Yeah.
So he walks out of the room and comes to talk to me. And... Yeah, I know.
When a man loves a woman.
Multiple women. Multiple and doesn't women. Love them at all. Desires them. When a man desires countless women that aren't
your grandma. I was trying to measure the couch in penis lengths.
And so what does he say?
He was just like, hi, and then said my name. And then I was just like, oh, hi, Grandpa. Sorry, got to get this for Grandma. Got to go. And then I ran out.
Okay. And then did you tell Mom and Grandma?
Nope. Nobody knows in my family. Good. The first thing I did, I shouldn't say that. The first thing I did after I called my brother.
Fair. Siblings are different.
Yep. If you got to experience this, then you need to suffer too. And I told him.
And I agree that your generation could know and laugh forever about it. You can't swallow this grenade or it's going to kill you. So second of all, I think it's smart to call in. Let's get this off your chest. This is a weird one. I also think it's really smart you didn't tell Mom and you didn't tell Grandma.
Agreed.
No reason to shame this old man.
Absolutely.
As John
not.
Says, he's nearing the end of this marathon. He's at mile 22 and a half.
Yep. He'd be homed up in a second.
This
would,
yes. So you tell your brother, then walk
Do we just want to, do as guys, do we just want to take a vote on whether or not we think he went back to it when she left?
No.
I think we all know.
Yeah, we know the answer.
What is the answer?
He did.
Oh, he went back.
He did.
No way.
Yes.
No,
yeah, he did.
Come on.
He did.
Not a chance.
He did.
No way.
You guys are 100%.
Yeah.
He was caught by his grand.
Well, he's already paying the bill. Eat the dinner.
I feel like when you're 80, it takes a while to get into that mode. Once you're in it, you're like, I got to finish.
I would say, in reality.
I mean, I was on the first floor for a while.
Yes. But we don't even know if he was in the game in terms of in the game. He was just watching the videos. If you get caught by your granddaughter, the last thing you think after that, in my opinion, is like, let's finish what we started.
That's an after orgasm problem.
I think the first thing you think is, no way she comes back a second time.
Yeah. Well, and also, even if, I mean, not that I want her
what
to.
What if that's lightning strikes twice here? That's crazy.
So, remember when I said at the beginning, you two guys are a good match for each other?
Yeah.
I'm looking at fraternal twins.
Yeah. We're good guys.
Look at you guys' faces.
Oh, I already looked at you. Yeah, I already pegged
this it. This was, honey, I'm pregnant. All right, what? Bad news. What? Twins. Whoa, that's maybe good news. Boy, girl, what is it? Two boys. Pop, pop.
Yeah.
Send one to the West Coast.
We're going to give one up for adoption. Yeah. Jesus Christ, they're both doing podcasts.
So at the same time, I would say most people are going, no way. What do my two twin sons say at the same time? Hey, lightning doesn't strike.
Finish the job. Finish
you
the
remember,
mission.
Bill Murray and Rushmore, his two little sons who are the wrestlers? That's my POV right now. How did it get the fucking this? All right, so Ashley. So Ashley, you leave. You tell your brother, where are we at then? And how does this get to what do we do now? Is there another turn on this story?
No, not really. So I just kind of locked it away since it happened. So this actually happened around, I would say, 2 years ago.
Mm. How's Grandpa doing health-wise?
He is still with us.
God bless
him. He's still with us and alive.
Okay.
I'm doing still okay.
Good.
Yeah.
But since this event has happened...
He left your grandma, has a new wife who's like 24 years old, and we're all going to go like, what the fuck, Pop-Pop?
Lives in Chadwick. Yeah.
He's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been just odd between us.
I wonder why.
Okay. So question for real. Is it odd from his end, or is it odd from your end?
The question is, what should I do about it? I definitely think I should not
say anything. Nope. I feel like it's going to be locked.
Right.
Yes. You keep us locked in the third floor.
So the question is now, what do you do now? Is the goal because you want to get back to a normal relationship with your grandpa? You want to get away from the weirdness? How specific can you get in the what do I do now part of this question?
Yeah. So like we, since that day, like we barely even hug each other.
This is a sad turn.
Ashley, not to unearth trauma. When you see him, do you just picture that moment? Do you picture him with the member out with the shirt on?
Not all the time. I would say when we're in like a group family setting, no. But if it's just like me and grandpa, then yes, it will just lightly sometimes pop in my brain and I'm like, no, get out.
That's so tough.
It's hard because there's really two options. There's the look, you've got to figure it out for yourself, like a way to just kind of come to terms with it. Or you've got to, like, Grandpa, look, it was weird. It happened. Mm. It's okay.
So what are you pitching?
You let him walk in on. No. I don't know.
He's not going to admit to this pitch, but his first pitch was recreated where you're watching a video with a bunch of guys in his house. He walks in, you scramble and small talk.
Look, that's
called the mirror technique.
Listen, it's eliminating.
Oh, man.
So now there's oh, man, indeed.
Yes.
But my gut is to say something to him. Okay. That's my gut. Now, my gut is to go, when you have a minute, just go, Papa, I love you.
Hold on. Gareth, will you sincerely be Ashley?
Yes.
John, will you sincerely be Grandpa?
I sure will.
Do you want any other backstory on Grandpa? Can we, what did Grandpa do for work?
He worked at like a newspaper mill.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. You ever serve in a war?
He did. Mm-hmm.
He got all his fingers?
He does.
Is he a man who's gone down the road of staring too deeply into the bottle at times?
He is not a drinker.
Interesting.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'll tell you what, I was real in his head. I'm out now.
Yeah.
I got to crawl my way back in.
John, you're an actor. Right?
Recalibrate.
You got to find it. Ashley, here is a legit pitch. Gareth is going to try his hardest to be you.
Yes.
And here's what he would say he would do. And we're looking for notes from you after. If this is reality,
is just a rough script for you. If you like it, you can use what you like. And okay,
let's see what we got.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, okay, everyone left. Hey, hey, Pop Up.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how you been? I feel like we haven't talked in a while.
I've been pretty backed up for about 2 years now. How about yourself?
Good, better. Pop Pop.
Sorry, I'm your brother. What the fuck you mean backed up?
I mean, I'm horny, Rick.
We might have to recast Grandpa.
But what a run.
Yeah,
what a run.
I think Grandpa might fully be porn Grandpa.
What a run.
This is John's fantasy of Grandpa.
Rick, I did 3 tours in the war. All I've seen is pinup women. Have you been on the internet?
They come to life, kiddo. They come to life. Man, it's like I'm right there. I swear to God.
I'm just doing this to the ads on the side.
All right, so we're going to try again. Let's make Grandpa more of a traditional
more.
Yeah,
okay. Good note.
And I'm Rick, your brother.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
All right. Hey, Pop Pop.
Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Good. Rick's here too, so keep it in line a little
What's
bit
up,
this
brother?
Time.
How you doing, Grandpa? You fucking weirdo.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Grandpa. Grandpa, listen. I'm not sure if you remember this, but I do. Remember a couple years ago when Nana wanted the rug to match the couch? You remember that?
I have a vague memory.
Okay. Well, anyway, that day I came into the house. And I saw you while you were in the middle of something. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
This is real life, Ashley.
So
he's going to stonewall you.
100? This is going to happen.
Okay. So look.
Excellent. Excellent job. What are you talking about? You goof.
It makes my role harder.
Yeah, because it's real life.
So I saw you with your shirt on and your pants off, and I think you were doing something. I just want you to know that it's fine. I want our relationship to be as good as it can be still, so I don't care about that day. If you remember it or not, doesn't matter, but I just want to go back to just being like your regular granddaughter, and I love you, and I don't care what you do, and I haven't told anyone, and if you remember it, you don't remember it, doesn't matter. I just want you to know I love you, and and I want to feel like we have as normal a relationship as possible.
Ashley, I'm going to be honest with you. I was going to stonewall you and go a different way with this, but that was really great. And I do remember it, and thank you for telling me it's okay.
We're living in bullshit world now.
Come on. That came from the heart. Yeah. I was going to go another way, but you're like, tell me it was okay.
Ashley,
I got to jump in. That, to me, from the outside, I feel like you're putting yourself and your grandpa in a world of trouble. I think the first answer that grandpa gave there when you would say, hey, grandpa, do you remember 2 years? And he'd go, no. And then you'd go, I walked in and I saw you doing something. He'd go, okay. And you'd go, and I just want to let you know that's natural and we can move on. He'll go, okay. Then he would walk in the other room and go, I need to murder myself. Life is over. My granddaughter just admitted to me she caught me masturbating.
Maybe this might be the other way to run into the fire is just to be like, you want to go out to dinner one-on-one with
him. What I was going to say is this. I was going to call it the lunch.
Okay.
And I was going
to. Love the title.
Thanks.
Hollywood Johnson.
The lunch.
The lunch.
And I was going to say to him in advance, hey, Grandpa, can I take you out to lunch next Saturday? So that he's got a thing. He'll go like, me and Grandma? No, just us. Me. And then he's going to have a little bit of like, it's been a little bit off between us. I know she's probably going to bring it up. At that lunch, you don't bring it up. You just say, you make it really fun. You have questions. You keep the conversation going. You ask him about his past. I used to do this with my dad, but I would pretend we were doing a podcast when we were together and just ask him questions about his history. So just sit down with him and go, so when you first started your job at the newspaper thing, what was that like? And he'll go, it was a long time ago, honey. You go, I'm just really interested in you. Turn it into ask about his childhood, ask about everything. So you leave and he goes, well, that was the sweetest lunch I've had in all. What a special granddaughter. And you're now past it.
Yeah. Now he's no longer thinking. He's like, she took a real interest in me. She doesn't think of me as a
piece of shit. Because what he might be thinking is, I love this fucking kid. Me and this fucking Tootsie Roll between my legs have ruined it.
Another predicament you two got me into.
And he's looking back at it and he goes, I've been mad at you since 1951. In 1957, you fucked me. In 62, you fucked me. In 81, you fucked me. I hate this fucking dick. Well, I love my granddaughter. This fucking Tootsie Roll.
We don't want him cutting it off, so let's not take him all the way there. Yeah. But I think that's pretty good. And if you wanted to do a couple like nods to the fact that maybe, you know, allude to why this is happening. You could order like the jerk chicken.
Stop it.
And then when you eat it, you could go, you can't beat this meat. Something like that.
John, you got anything near this or anything different that jumps to the top of your head?
I mean, my gut is always bury it. As a guy who's been caught before.
Yeah.
Been caught countless times.
Have you?
Countless. Oh,
heavens to Betsy, yeah.
Heavens to Betsy?
Yeah, countless times.
This sounds like the grandpa. Heavens to Betsy if I've been caught.
I would venture to guess. Not countless, but yeah, I have four siblings and I got two parents.
You got caught.
People were coming in and out. and no one ever brought it up. And look at me now, totally normal.
So I'm going to change my path here. I would bring it up.
Feels like that's the right, yeah.
But if you're going to go, I like you. I honestly, it really spoke to me, your angle too, where it was just like,
you,
I get like, I feel seen and I'm hurt. I'm represented here, but I think both those are good. I would have 100% said bury it until you said it's been 2 years already. So this has been eating at
you.
That's true.
This has been eating at you for a long time now.
You buried. You did bury it.
You tried, and it won't stay dead.
No, it's a zombie. This is a zombie
that's
memory.
That's interesting. So Ashley, you got kind of three things. Gareth's first one was the mirror technique, the recreate the situation. He traumatized you. Fucking traumatized his
Showtime.
Ass. Showtime. The second one is the lunch, and that is you go out. And the third one is you tried to bury it, but it didn't work. So some variation of bringing it up from John. Is that correct?
Yeah. I would go with, I would bring it up now.
You
I
would think bring it up.
I'm a firm believiever in bury, but 2 years in, it feels like we got to have a
That means you got a zombie.
You want a wild fourth real quick?
Yeah.
Get him like a fleshlight. just be like, Grandpa, I see you, I love you, my. I help you.
Okay.
Flush in a Brazzers subscription.
Yeah.
So we're just about out.
Third floor jacking is the username.
Ashley, we're just about out here. Now we got to go back to you. Are you going to do the mirror?
Yeah.
Are you going to do the lunch? Are you going to do the bring it up? Or are you going to do the gift?
Jake's titles are awesome. I would definitely
lean towards the lunch.
Okay.
Right. Definitely I like the lunch.
Safe and the least awkward option.
I think so too. And are you going to actually do the lunch or are you going to think about it? Because you might not have another 5 years to plan this lunch.
Yep.
Yeah, I do have to say I'm not sure how much time is left. Sadly,
agreed.
But
go at
hey,
it.
Hey, Ashley. Well, for any I'm of us, kid. For any of us.
If we're not sure how much time is left, I'm back to bury it. Because there is still.
We're not talking about a 17-year-old kid.
What?
We're not talking about a 17-year-old kid. We're talking about grandpa. He's mid-eights.
But it sounds like he's a little sicker now.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like there's the chance. It's the smallest chance in the world, but there's the chance he's convinced himself
it's over.
That you don't know.
Agreed.
And he's, you know, a couple months left. You don't want to
kill the man.
I don't know. Yeah, I can see the awkward vibe too.
So, well, the lunch is a version of burying it.
Agreed.
So
the lunch is the not only burying it, it's the celebration of the burial.
Yes. Yes.
It's saying not only am I burying it, we're dancing on the grave.
Yes. This is the party at New Orleans funeral.
New Orleans style.
Yes.
It's not a quiet burial.
Yeah, brass
like,
band.
I'm sitting alone with these. It's saying get the brass band, get the necklaces.
Yeah.
We are an umbrella.
We are partying.
It's over,
this
Grandpa.
So Ashley, in closing, you're gonna do the lunch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you maybe email him and get, or however he communicates,
Pigeon.
And get that going so that the lunch is happening a week from now? Don't let this build. You got to attack this lion.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Okay. And will you follow up with Kevin how that
meal
went?
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I sure can.
We appreciate you, Ashley. And John.
Good luck.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Great acting.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ashley. This episode is brought to you by Babbel.
Jake, you know what Babbel is. Babbel, a language app, helps you learn foreign languages. 10-minute lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. And it's designed by real people for real conversations.
And I'll tell you what I like about the Babbel as opposed to just trying to learn the language on your own is the speech recognition technology.
Which is crazy.
Yes. Because it helps you figure out the accent, because it's one thing to learn the words of another language, but if you sound like an utter maniac and you sound like a weird robot, no one's going to buy it. But if you can actually learn accents to where you're speaking the language, one of the things we had said before, but what I really liked is studies from Yale, Michigan State, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better.
This is the craziest.
This is crazy. They found that using Babbel for 15 hours on your own, sitting on your couch, drinking a beer, is equivalent to a full semester at college.
So here's a special deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/HTH. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/HTH, spelled BABBEL.com/HTH. Rules and restrictions may apply. Zut alors!
This episode is brought to you by Greenlight.
That's right, Jake. When you're a parent, as you are, you'll know you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. I've offered to do a number of those with your kids. You've always rejected them. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. So Greenlight is a debit card and a money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money, transfer, get real-time notifications, spending, all that. It's a way to customize your family's needs and connect them with the allowance to reward your kids
just
for a job done well.
This actually just happened. My daughter lost another tooth.
Oh boy.
And wanted a raise.
What?
She said, I think I should get a little bit more for this tooth. And I go, you're asking for a raise? And she goes, I think so. And I go, no, you don't get a raise for losing a tooth. But it made me think of, I want to go back to this idea of you have jobs, the jobs lead to this money.
Yes.
And so I like Greenlight.
She's such a, that is your daughter. Yeah, I mean, 100% being able to be like, I deserve a raise. So yes, so this is a great way to sort of build the financial literacy of your children. Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight and learn how to make it responsible financial choice. So should we bring in Gil or whatever? Yeah, we don't need him. Okay, so stop putting off. Hey, so stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/Gil sent me. Boy, that's going to hurt him. That's greenlight.com/Gil sent me.
Hold on. Greenlight, bring him out.
Well, you think just because you're using the promo code, I got to come out? That's not how this works, Jake. Am I in or am I out?
You're in, baby.
Sign up for the Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/Gil sent me. That's right, Gil. G-I-L. Don't forget about me. I don't live in the basement. That's greenlight.com/Gil sent me to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Gil sent me.
Hey everyone, producer Kevin here. This next follow-up is from episode 18, titled "This Is Where the Watermelon Comes Into Play" with Max Greenfield. It's the first call from the episode, and if you'd like to listen for a little refresher, go for it. Enjoy.
Hey.
Hi. So we don't know who this is, but we know it's a follow-up. You mind taking the lead a little bit?
Sure. I called a little while ago because I'm trying to crush a watermelon between my thighs and my wife is not happy about it.
Yep.
Well, hold on. I got to say something to you. Word has it you make the rounds on podcasts, my guy. How many of these
did
you done?
I did.
What's your name again, real quick?
Oliver.
Oliver, that's right. Because you're all over podcasts.
So, Oliver, how many of these have you done before we get into this?
Only two, and it was you and one other podcast.
Oh, that's not a lot.
It's not a lot. Okay. We're still furious.
People on social media overreacted.
How'd the other one go?
It was good. It was good.
Yeah, it didn't have fucking Max Greenfield on it.
No, it's not.
Okay, Oliver, walk us through where you're at with the watermelon, with the training.
And with your wife's reaction to your beautiful endeavor.
So if you remember, I'm making a documentary about the whole thing.
Yes.
So fitness wise, I'm in the right place. I'm confident that I can do it. It's been logistics recently. Per your guys' recommendation, actually, we've rented out a farm for the documentary for a certain segment.
Awesome.
So it's been about it coming together to finally do the actual crushing.
Okay. I remember other recommendations we had was just crush mushy melons to get your confidence up.
The plum was a big hit when I showed people the episode. I'm very confident I can crush a plum.
Yeah, I think so.
And how's your training been? And how's your wife's reaction been?
It's been good. And I even think that my wife has come around a little bit on it.
Great.
At least to the melon being crushed in the kitchen.
Okay.
We've introduced the idea of a Home Depot tarp going over the kitchen, also, which seems to have smoothed things over.
Of course, yeah. You'll find that goes a long way.
And then when is the day the rubber meets the road, Oliver? When are you going to crush the melon? Because you can't talk about it forever. Hoping... You gotta eventually put that big thing in between your legs and squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start shooting before the end of March.
Okay.
This is...
Great.
Right now, it's a logistical thing because I want my wife to be out of the house while it's going on.
Fair.
I have a buff friend coming over to stand in the background for a bit. I feel like it just comes off as really, really like a lot
that's
happening
lot.
In your home while you're home.
I don't disagree. Yes. I don't think you're going to want her there while you and another buff guy squeeze melons between your legs, my guy.
Well, it might be a good idea. It might be a good idea to... be sweet and incentivized by, you know, giving her a day of doing something she wants to do, you know, like whether you go, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be too on brand, but, you know, if you want to go have her get a massage or have a day at a spa or have a manicure or something like that.
Yeah, no, that's nice. A great idea.
Maybe have her go buy a shop vac.
But you're starting early March. You're starting the doc. And just to be clear, the doc is a training thing at the farm.
Like a rock.
So we're doing a training segment at the farm where I'm going to go there and crush some less than ripe melons.
Okay, good.
Some mushy melons.
And then I actually have someone on the dock who's going to, he's done it before, so he's going to kind of advise me on it.
Is this a thing that people do in the, is there a community of you guys?
To my knowledge, it wasn't. So I saw this one guy do it. I reached out to him and I said, I kind of feel like I could do a more ripe, larger melon than that.
He challenged his ass. Was he an old timer? And he said, not a chance, kid.
Only mentally.
Okay, so you're going to be doing a you reached out to this guy. He's your mentor. He's in your corner. You're Rocky. You're going to go to Russia, aka or Siberia, aka the farm. You're going to train. And when do you actually pop the melon? What date is that?
We're hoping March 24th, my birthday.
Wow. Oh, I love it.
What
man.
A lovely day.
Yeah. So will you please let us know how it goes?
Yeah. Can I ask you
absolutely will.
A question Very too? Curious. Oliver, are you, since you're documenting this, do you have a title?
I'm still sticking with Melons Beware is the best. I've also heard Yippee-ki-yay Melon Farmer, like Die Hard 2, you could also, when they play it on TV.
You could also call yourself the Melon Man.
The Melon Man.
Melon Musher.
Oh, that's cool.
Melon Musher's good.
Oh, we got to workshop all of these. I'm going
to
throw them up on the board.
So do us a favor, man. If you film what you're doing on the 24th, we would love a clip of it. We will obviously continue to push.
And a follow-up.
And a follow-up. We'll obviously push your documentary for you. But we'd love to know what happens on the 24th, man. It seems
we'd
like your training's
going
good.
We'd love to do a follow-up. We'd love to hear that. But there's one caveat. No other podcasts. Okay. You're exclusively signing a deal with We're Here to Help.
Is that fair?
All right, fair. You guys will get the first follow-up.
That's fair.
Thank you.
That's
wait,
fair.
Wait. We'll get the first follow-up?
Yeah, you got political there.
You or just pissed
Kevin the only follow-up.
Ours has to air first before it's like
yeah,
it's
until ours airs.
This is like the Leno Letterman battle.
Yeah.
We need the star first.
Yeah, listen, you're not going to go do another podcast.
It's interesting that you went instantly that you were Leno.
Yeah.
Oliver, it's thank you great. For the call, buddy. Good
Thanks,
luck
Thanks,
bud.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks, guys.
We're Here to Help is hosted by Jake Johnson
and Gareth Reynolds.
The show is produced and edited by Kevin Bartelt, and the associate producer and editor is AJ McKeon.
Our social media director is Caitlin Tanwakio, and our video editor is John DeBruin.
The theme song is made by Oliver Raleigh, and you can check out his music at oliverraleigh.com. That's Oliver, R-A-L-L-I.com.
The album artwork is by James Fosdyke. You can find him on Instagram at James_Fosdyke, D-I-K-E. And if you'd like to see me do stand-up on the road, go to GarethReynolds.com.
Additional artwork by Patty Holland. You can find him on Instagram at PADDY Holland 2004. And if you'd like early access to episodes, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/HereToHelpPod.
And if you'd like to be on the show, email us your question at helpfulpod@gmail.com.
All of the advice given on We're Here to Help is for entertainment purposes only, and all listeners should be adults and make their own decisions.